At the beginning of the baptismal rite for a small child, we ask the young, earnest parents, do you clearly understand what you're undertaking? Or at a wedding, we ask, will you love and honor each other as husband and wife forever, no matter what, for the rest of your lives? On at least a couple of levels, those are ridiculous questions. Just once, I'd like to get the real answer, the whole answer. More than ever, we know that whatever our plans, we'll inevitably be forced to recalculate. Jesus' point today, perhaps, is not that one can possibly know the exact cost of a major enterprise at the outset, but that one must seriously consider whether one possesses the essential thing, the sine qua non, needed to see us through the critical moments to a good end. For us, that is Jesus Christ, our constant companion and most loyal champion. Yes, we have other supports and supporters and guides, thank God, the rudders that make our journey less harrowing. But all the lesser gods, with all their chatter, must line up behind Jesus. I'd like to know yesterday what tomorrow and the rest of my life hold. But after so many decades of planning and scheming, I'm not sure how I got to here and now with you in this yard doing what I'm doing. Since I'm much better at sketching tiny houses than designing towers, I only need to make good choices today. Thoughtful, loving, life-giving choices, difficult choices at times. Beyond consulting me and myself, I need to talk with Jesus, who by nature only wants what's good and right. When I don't know how and when and where it will end, I need to trust that something will emerge. When our plans are unsure, the Lord says to us, as he said to Jeremiah, surely I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope.